The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Monday, April 19th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Monday of the third week of Easter in the Missal. This is Liturgical Year B, Cycle 1. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Alphege of Canterbury. He was born in 954 and began his religious life in the English monastery of Deerhurst, but later withdrew to live as a hermit near Bath. He resumed community life and entered the Bath Monastery and became its abbot. At the early age of 30, he was consecrated Bishop of Winchester. His generosity to the poor was so great that beggars were nowhere to be found in his diocese. He was eventually elevated to England's See of Canterbury. In 1011, Canterbury was overrun by Danish invaders who began to slaughter the townspeople, and Archbishop Alphege presented himself to the Danes, declaring, "Spare those poor innocent victims, turn your fury rather against me." Well, they did that. They consigned Alphege to a dungeon. Afterward, an epidemic among the Danes frightened them into releasing him. Alphege obtained the healing of many victims of the epidemic by his prayers and by distributing to them blessed bread. Despite all of this, the Danes later stoned and axed him to death in Greenwich. But 11 years later, it was to be a Danish king, Canute, who would honorably transfer Alphege's body back to Canterbury. St. Alphege of Canterbury died in 1012. St. Alphege, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, in union with that divine intention with which you offered to God your praises on earth through your most sacred heart, and now offer them in the sacrament of the Eucharist everywhere, even to the end of time, I most gladly offer you throughout this entire day all my thoughts and intentions, all my affections and desires, all my words and deeds, in imitation of the most holy heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary Immaculate. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for those who risk their lives while fighting for fundamental rights under dictatorships, authoritarian regimes, and even in democracies in crisis. Now, today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo Di Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
The Easter Water. Water typifies all that is precious on earth. Anyone who has ever been thirsty knows the truth of this. That is why water awakens in us the memory of paradise and fruitfulness. The dirt and burden of the day fall away as we wash ourselves in the bath from which a person emerges as new as a newborn child. The cross of Christ is not else than his radical gift of himself. On the cross, then, the truly marvelous wellspring of pure self-surrender, of self-giving love for God, was unsealed. The power to cleanse, fruitfulness, all that is refreshing and cheering and invigorating. In baptism, this spring flows from Christ's cross through the entire church like a mighty stream and gladdens the city of God. We bathe in this stream and are reborn. It alone constantly transforms the wilderness of the world into fruitful land. For where hatred and selfishness reign, there is a wilderness, and only when the spirit of loving service is effectively at work is anything truly constructive accomplished. We must never forget that the most precious spring in the world pours from the cross and from death, or rather, from the radical surrender of self.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. It's 8 minutes past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Monday of the third week of Easter, April 19th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. The breath of faith is prayer. We grow in faith in as much as we learn to pray. So let's pray now. We join the whole church as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord's is the earth and all its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas. On the waters he made it firm.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him. Seek the face of the God of Jacob.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The valley. Our God will be made manifest. He will not come in silence. Alleluia.
Our God will be made manifest. He will not come in silence. Alleluia.
The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion's perfect beauty, he shines. Our God comes. He keeps silence no longer. Before him, fire devours. Around him, tempest rages. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness his judgment of his people. Summon before me my people, who made covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our God will be made manifest. He will not come in silence. Alleluia.
Offer to God the sacrifice of praise. Alleluia.
Offer to God the sacrifice of praise. Alleluia.
Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you, for I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you. I find no fault with your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. I do not ask more bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds. For I own all the beasts of the forest, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky. All that moves in the field belongs to me. Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress. I will free you, and you shall honor me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Offer to God the sacrifice of praise. Alleluia.
I want a loving heart more than sacrifice, knowledge of my ways more than holocausts. Alleluia.
I want a loving heart more than sacrifice, knowledge of my ways more than holocausts. Alleluia.
But God says to the wicked, "But how can you recite my commandments and take my covenant on your lips, you who despise my law and throw my words to the winds? You who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil and whose tongue is plotting crime. You who sit and malign your brother and slander your own mother's son, you do this, and should I keep silence? Do you think that I am like you? Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you and you cannot escape. A sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright."
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I want a loving heart more than sacrifice, knowledge of my ways more than holocausts. Alleluia.
My heart and my flesh, alleluia.
Rejoice in the living God, alleluia.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth. They held in check the earth's four winds, so that no wind blew on land or sea or through any tree. I saw another angel come up from the east, holding the seal of the living God. He cried out at the top of his voice to the four angels who were given power to ravage the land and the sea. Do no harm to the land or the sea or the trees until we imprint this seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. I heard the number of those who were so marked, 144,000 from every tribe of Israel, 12,000 from the tribe of Judah, 12,000 from the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 from the tribe of Gad, 12,000 from the tribe of Asher, 12,000 from the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 from the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 from the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 from the tribe of Levi, 12,000 from the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 from the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 from the tribe of Joseph, and 12,000 from the tribe of Benjamin. After this, I saw before me a huge crowd, which no one could count, from every nation and race, people and tongue. They stood before the throne and the Lamb, dressed in long white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation is from our God, who is seated on the throne, and from the Lamb." All the angels who were standing around the throne and the elders and the four living creatures fell down before the throne to worship God. They said, "Amen. Praise and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, and honor and power and might to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "Who are these people all dressed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you should know better than I." He then told me, "These are the ones who have survived the great period of trial. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. It was this that brought them before God's throne. Day and night they minister to him in his temple. He who sits on the throne will give them shelter. Never again shall they know hunger or thirst, nor shall the sun or its heat beat down upon them, for the Lamb on the throne will shepherd them. He will lead them to springs of life-giving water, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Who are these people clothed in white robes? Who are they and where have they come from? I said to him,
These are the people who have undergone the great persecution. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Alleluia.
I saw beneath the altar the spirits of those who had been slain because of their witness to the word of God.
These are the people who have undergone the great persecution. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Alleluia.
From the commentary on the first letter of Peter by St. Bede, the Venerable Priest. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood. This praise was given long ago by Moses to the ancient people of God, and now the Apostle Peter rightly gives it to the Gentiles, since they have come to believe in Christ who, as the cornerstone, has brought the nations together in the salvation that belonged to Israel. Peter calls them a chosen race because of their faith, to distinguish them from those who, by refusing to accept the living stone, have themselves been rejected. They are a royal priesthood because they are united to the body of Christ, the supreme king and true priest. As sovereign, he grants them his kingdom, and as high priest, he washes away their sins by the offering of his blood. Peter says they are a royal priesthood. They must always remember to hope for an everlasting kingdom and to offer to God the sacrifice of a blameless life. They are also called a consecrated nation, a people claimed by God as his own. In accordance with the Apostle Paul's explanation of the prophet's teaching, my righteous man lives by faith, but if he draws back, I will take no pleasure in him. But we, he says, are not the sort of people who draw back and are lost. We are those who remain faithful until we are saved. In the Acts of the Apostles, we read, the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God, which he brought with his own blood. Thus, through the blood of our Redeemer, we have become a people claimed by God as his own. As in ancient times, the people of Israel were ransomed from Egypt by the blood of the Lamb. In the next verse, Peter makes a veiled allusion to the ancient story and explains that this story is to be spiritually fulfilled by the new people of God, so that, he says, they may declare his wonderful deeds. Those who were freed by Moses from slavery in Egypt sang a song of triumph to the Lord after they had crossed the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army had been overwhelmed. In the same way, now that our sins have been washed away in baptism, we too should express fitting gratitude for the gifts of heaven. The Egyptians who oppress the people of God and who can also stand for darkness or trials are an apt symbol of the sin that once oppressed us, but have now been destroyed in baptism. The deliverance of the children of Israel and their journey to the long-promised land corresponded with the mystery of our redemption. We are making our way toward the light of our heavenly home with the grace of Christ leading us and showing us the way. The light of his grace was also symbolized by the cloud and the pillar of fire, which protected the Israelites from darkness throughout their journey and brought them by a wonderful path to their promised homeland. You are a chosen race, a holy nation, a people God has claimed as his own.
Proclaim the marvelous works of him who has called us out of darkness into his own wonderful light. Alleluia.
The Lord chose you and freed you from the land of slavery.
Proclaim the marvelous works of him who has called us out of darkness into his own wonderful light. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that putting off our old self with all its ways, we may live as Christ did. For through the healing paschal remedies, you have conformed us to his nature, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
28 minutes past the hour, today's gospel is coming right up. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Quiet springs and filled my soul with peace your loving presence brings. Oh, shelter me. Oh, shelter me. The way ahead is dark and difficult to see. Oh, shelter me. Oh, shelter me. All will be well if only you will shelter me.
Father Michael Jonkas wrote that to observe the pandemic, and it's presented to us by Spiritu from Nativity of Our Lord Church in St. Paul, Minnesota. Shelter me. 24 minutes before the hour, it's daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Monday of the third week of Easter, April 19th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, we pick up the scene after the Lord has fed the 5,000 men and his disciples see him walking on the sea, from the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John.
On the next day, the people who remained on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. However, boats from Tiberias came near the place where they ate the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the people saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum, seeking Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him,
Rabbi, when did you come here?
Truly, truly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him has God the Father set his seal.
What must we do to be doing the works of God?
This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find all of the daily Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. Now, St. Stephen, the first martyr, really didn't care what other people thought of him. He only wanted to follow Christ and do the will of God. He's a good example to follow. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. The trial of Stephen unleashed a great persecution against the church. In today's reading, the story of his apostolate and his martyrdom is told. Stephen was filled with grace and power and began to work miracles and great signs among the people. The same means, almost the same words, as were used against Jesus, were used against him. We have heard him say that Jesus the Nazarene is going to destroy this place and alter the traditions that Moses handed down to us. Stephen proclaimed bravely his belief in the risen Jesus. And even if our Lord Jesus does not ask us for our lives as he asked Stephen, he is an example to us of a coherent Christian life, lived naturally and openly, undeterred by false scandals or by what people might say. We have to expect that at times people will judge us in a twisted manner because they fail to understand the nature of a Christian way of acting, or many of the loving demands of Christ's doctrine. We would then have to imitate our Lord and his faithful followers, even if it meant giving our life for him, acting with serenity, leading a Christian life with all its consequences. Doubtless, it would be more comfortable to adapt ourselves to these pagan situations and lifestyles. But if we did, we could not continue to be faithful disciples of Jesus. Such situations in which we need firmness of character and fortitude in the faith can arise anywhere. In the university, at work, or in the place where we go on holiday with the family. In their public activities, Catholics should be inspired by the criteria and gospel objectives lived and interpreted by the Church. Legitimate diversity of opinion in temporal matters should not detract from the necessary agreement of Catholics in defending and promoting values and projects of life derived from the morality of the gospel. Catholics must reject any fear of causing upset if, on account of living as faithful disciples of our Lord, their behavior is adversely interpreted or clearly rejected. One who would hide his Christian personality in the midst of an environment of pagan customs would be giving in to human respect and would do well to remember to hear those words of Jesus, "He who denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven." Do you know what is the first temptation the devil presents to someone who has begun to serve God better? Asks the Curé d'Ars. It is human respect. What is our behavior like when we are with our friends, at work, at a social gathering? Do we show our condition as sons and daughters of God with simplicity and daring? In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 18 minutes before the hour, morning prayer is coming right up on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Monday of the third week of Easter, April 19th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. We join the whole church in prayer now as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Flesh rejoice in the living God. Alleluia.
My heart and my flesh rejoice in the living God.
Alleluia.
How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord God of hosts.
My soul is longing and yearning, is yearning for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my soul ring out their joy to God, the living God.
The sparrow herself finds a home, and the swallow a nest for her brood. She lays her young by your altars, Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
They are happy who dwell in your house, forever singing your praise. They are happy whose strength is in you, in whose hearts are the roads to Zion.
As they go through the bitter valley, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rain covers it with blessing. They walk with ever-growing strength. They will see the God of gods in Zion.
O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Turn your eyes, O God, our shield. Look on the face of your anointed.
One day within your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. The threshold of the house of God I prefer to the dwellings of the wicked.
For the Lord God is a rampart, a shield. He will give us his favor and glory. The Lord will not refuse any good to those who walk without blame.
Lord God of hosts, happy the man who trusts in you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Bless your people, Lord. You have given us the law that we may walk from strength to strength and raise our minds to you from this valley of tears. May we receive the gifts you have gained for us.
My heart and my flesh rejoice in the living God.
Alleluia. The house of the Lord has been raised on high, and all the nations will go up to it. Alleluia.
The house of the Lord has been raised on high, and all the nations will go up to it. Alleluia.
In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest mountain, and raised above the hills.
All nations shall stream toward it. Many peoples shall come and say, come, let us climb the Lord's mountain, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways, and we may walk in his paths.
For from Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
He shall judge between the nations, and impose terms on many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again.
O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The house of the Lord has been raised on high, and all the nations will go up to it. Alleluia.
Proclaim this among the nations. The Lord is King. Alleluia.
Proclaim this among the nations. The Lord is King. Alleluia.
Oh, sing a new song to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Oh, sing to the Lord. Bless his name.
Proclaim his help day by day. Tell among the nations his glory and his wonders among all the peoples.
The Lord is great and worthy of praise, to be feared above all gods. The gods of the heathens are not.
It was the Lord who made the heavens. His are majesty and state and power and splendor in his holy place.
Give the Lord, you families of people. Give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name.
Bring an offering and enter his courts. Worship the Lord in his temple. O earth, tremble before him.
Proclaim to the nations, God is king. The world he made firm in its place. He will judge the peoples in fairness.
Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be glad. Let the sea and all within it thunder praise. Let the land and all it bears rejoice. All the trees of the wood shout for joy at the presence of the Lord. For he comes. He comes to rule the earth. With justice he will rule the world. He will judge the peoples with his truth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you have renewed the face of the earth. Your church throughout the world sings you a new song, announcing your wonders to all. Through a virgin, you have brought forth a new birth in our world. Through your miracles, a new power. Through your suffering, a new patience. In your resurrection, a new hope, and in your ascension, new majesty.
Proclaim this among the nations. The Lord is King. Alleluia.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. For if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Faith in the heart leads to justification, confession on the lips to salvation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
Do not work for food that will perish, but for food that lasts to eternal life. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Do not work for food that will perish, but for food that lasts to eternal life. Alleluia. Let us pray. The Father glorified Jesus and appointed him heir to all nations. Let us praise him, saying,
Save us, Lord, through your victory.
Lord Christ, by your victory you broke the power of evil and destroyed sin and death.
Make us victorious over sin today.
Save us, Lord, through your victory. You laid death low and brought us new life.
Grant that we may walk today in this new life.
Save us, Lord, through your victory. You gave life to the dead and led mankind from death to life.
Give eternal life to all those we shall meet today.
Save us, Lord, through your victory. You brought confusion to the guards at your tomb, but joy to your disciples.
Grant the fullness of joy to all who serve you.
Save us, Lord, through your victory. And we pause now to offer the intentions of our own hearts. Save us, Lord, through your victory.
With the longing for the coming of God's kingdom, let us offer our prayer to the Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that putting off our old self with all its ways, we may live as Christ did. For through the healing paschal remedies, you have conformed us to his nature, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
The new week has begun, and Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes. Patrick Madrid a bit later on. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's do this again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out now, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions, and selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at relevantradio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.